Formally opening Britain's Parliament, the Queen of England announced the new immigration policy.
My government will limit the number of non-European Union economic migrants entering the United Kingdom.
The new government has not yet said what that cap will be, but with around 7 million people living in Britain who were not born here, it says immigration is too high and must be curbed. Britain's last government didn't do enough to limit the number of new immigrants, says Conservative Member of Parliament Priti Patel. Now she says a cap is necessary.
I think it's long overdue, to be honest. I've already said immigration has been out of control over the past 13 years. Ridiculous scenarios where we actually did not know who was coming into the country numbers-wise and who was leaving.
But Laura Chappell from the Institute for Public Policy Research says a cap is not realistic because business won't like it.
If it's, say, 90,000 people and by September that cap is filled, are the government really going to turn to the football clubs that want to, you know, sign the next Didier Drogba and say, no, we've got our 90,000 migrants?
She says immigrants are good for Britain. They pay more taxes, she says, and take fewer benefits than average Britons. She says migrants also help their home countries by sending back money that helps develop local economies. Joyce Newton moved from Ghana to London over 8 years ago. She says the money she can earn in a few hours in Britain can go a long way towards helping her family back home.
Even as little as £20 is almost about 500,000 cedis in Ghana, which is a lot of money to help do something good.
She says the money she sends home helps pay to educate her siblings.
You save a little, send a little to their home so that they can help out with the other kids who are also coming up to get to a better standard, because now at least schooling and stuff like that, it's not free as you get here. Everything you have to be paid for.
Even though Britain's new government says it will honour the country's commitment to help through aid the world's poorest, some experts say that with migrants like Newton sending billions home every year, bringing more, not fewer, immigrants into Britain might be the best help. Saila Hennessy for VOA News, London.